Welcome to installment number 23, our podcast. We're calling 25 for 25, a look back at our favorite 25 spots from first 25 years of Oink Inc. Radio. I'm Dan Price, along with my partner slash brother Jim Price.
Hello.
And we want to thank you for joining us, as always, as we present some work that we've done along the way over those 25 years, certain spots that just resonated with us and our favorites that, you know, mark various milestones and things of that nature. We are now getting into the home stretch because today we're going to be featuring our third favorite spot of all time. And it's no surprise that our very great client CBS Television Distribution would find its way into the top five. We've enjoyed a relationship with them for 20 years because this spot that we're about to play was done in 1997, and they've just been awesome. We've been through several regimes there. Started out with Don Prigatel, Veronica Limeberry, Swampy Hawkins, Michael Aubrey, we've done work with. Nowadays, we report to Beth Galvin. And so we wanted to make sure that a spot, or maybe spots, made it into the top 25 from CBS, who at the, back in those days was called King World. And so today, in this installment, we're going to listen to and talk about a spot we did for Wheel of Fortune. And we have done hundreds of spots for Wheel of Fortune, so it's no small feat that this one would have surfaced to our favorite spot we've ever done for Wheel. And one of the reasons it made it into the top three is because this spot aired off and on at Halloween time from 1997 through like 2014.
Yeah, and the only, I guess, the reason it probably is finally dead at this point is I think a couple terms are used in there that, you
don't
know,
apply
Wheel
anymore.
Yeah, that like Wheel little rules here and there have changed, or terms of things, or they've phased certain things out, and one or two of those may make its way in there, and it just kind of got, I guess, a little dated.
And it's just, I mean, it's sort of unbelievable, first of all, to have a client for 20 years, but second, that a single radio commercial would air off and on for 17 years. I don't know that it aired on 17 Halloweens, but may have
probably
come pretty close.
You know, of those 17, at least 12.
Well,
you know, it did get skipped now and then because maybe Halloween didn't fall. Halloween week wouldn't have fallen in a November sweet,
which would have been the only reason, because every year it would roll around, and we do spots for CBS four times a year during sweeps periods. And every time the November sweeps roll around, Harry Friedman, who's the executive producer at Sony Pictures TV, would just say, "Air Chainsaw" again, which just gave away the name of the spot, because some of you may know of this spot. I don't know, mostly because it's been around so long. So we would just resend it off, repay the actors, and they'd air it again. And it'd be sort of hard to beat. And I know we tried. There were spots. Remember Pat went like Pat Sajak, we had him trick-or-treating door-to-door.
Yeah, actually, my kids are in one or two of those. Yeah,
there was a period of time.
Two or 3 years where it did get skipped, that's right.
Yeah, but the thing we love about this spot, you know, first of all, it was one of the first spots we even did for King World way back
then. I think
it
was the first.
And which is really, you know, that in itself means it probably would have made the top five. But the fact, like I said, you know, that it kept airing sort of scooched it inside the top four. But I also love this spot because just you could sort of tell from the performances and everything that everybody's just having a good time doing it. There's a lot of energy. The spot is very irreverent, which I love. And again, it's here because it marks the beginning of the longest lasting and one of the best relationships we've ever had with any client. And we've had an awful lot of them. It also, I think, because it was such an early effort on our part for this client and then led to this ridiculously long relationship we've had with them, it really gave us a chance to pick up other promo type work and led to relationships that we've had over the years with, you know, NBC, TBS, TNT, A&E, Nat Geo, a little bit of Lifetime, a little bit of Fox here and there. And it really sort of put us on the map in terms of the way we approach promo spots, which we've probably mentioned before. But, you know, everything we do is very conceptual. We go out of our way not to do, and people don't call us to do, you know, tonight there's this, that, or the other. And then, you know, the sort of formulaic stuff, we just sort of treat these promos as though they're advertising. And that and this was one of the very first spots that we did that sort of opened the door to all that kind of work for us. And so it deserves to be here for sure. Before I play it, let me walk through a little bit of who's involved and all that kind of thing. We wrote this, as I say, back in the late 90s, 1997. Jim Hoard, who has written several spots in our top 25 and who remains a great friend of Oink Inc.'s and went on to big, huge things and is executive creative director at McCann Erickson in New York now. At the time, this was done for the first regime at King World, Don and Veronica and Swampy, who I mentioned earlier, and Michael Aubrey. And in it, in the spot, is David Shatraw, who made an appearance in one of our early podcasts, who's just a great actor, radio actor. We love him to death. He's in it with Pat Sajak, who makes a lot of appearances in a lot of our Wheel of Fortune spots. And then the announcer is Len Maxwell, who is no longer with us and passed away in 2008. Anyway, this is a spot, again, for Wheel of Fortune, and it is called Chainsaw.
Welcome back to Halloween week on Wheel of Fortune. Woo-hoo! So, Lee, are you ready to give it a spin?
Oh, you betcha, Pat.
All right, let her rip.
Here we go. All right, big money, big money.
900.
Jackpot, jackpot.
Jackpot.
Jackpot, jackpot.
500.
Jackpot.
Oh, no, you landed on death.
What?
Yep, I'm afraid it's death.
Death?
Oh, too bad. You were so close to the jackpot.
Oh, hey, go away. Hey.
Join Wheel of Fortune for Halloween week. This could be scary.
So there's a few things I remember about this. First of all, just so you know, anytime we use Pat in any of these spots, he's basically recorded wild solo. You know, he's a busy guy, records 100 promos. So basically we get a few takes to work with, kind of edit together a skeleton. And then whoever's in, say, a dialogue with him basically has to, you know, kind of read to his skeleton. So I remember Shatraw coming in and this thing was tight. It was wall to wall. And this is basically the as scripted, you know, how it was written. But David did some nice things that I hear, listen back to this now, and I'm like, shoot, we could have fit that. At the time, I was thinking, man, this is wall to wall. Okay, we got it. But at the end, he did a wild thing, you know, Vanna, Vanna, no, as if she's the one holding the chainsaw. And I hear it now. I'm like, ah, crap, we could have figured that out. And, you know,
and it is funny about Pat. And I wasn't exaggerating earlier when I've said we've done hundreds of spots for Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, many hundreds. I think I've only had Pat Sajak in the studio once. I remember it was at Tabby. This spot, by the way, was done at Tabby by, again, Jeremy Goldsmith, who had, I think, our fifth favorite a couple podcast installments ago. But anyway, Pat is always, he'll do anything that we ask. Anything we write, he goes in and does it. I'm told he enjoys it. He has, in the past, posted them on his own website.
Yeah, I remember once gathering a bunch of them for Swampy to give over to him for his own website. I mean, he's been, you know, in the trunk of a car, locked in a closet.
Yeah, he was like a team's mascot.
He was mauled by a tiger. I mean, we've written stuff around him a million ways.
And he's always just a great sport, delivers, you know, this self-deprecating thing. So it's really wonderful. And I think Harry Friedman and Beth Galvin sort of like the way we write for Pat and all that kind of thing. And so that's why we're given a lot of leeway. And in this case, Pat was given a chainsaw to a contestant, which is so, you know, outrageous that they would go and air this every year. But it's great. And I love the fact that they do. And speaking of Beth Galvin, who is the creative director at CBS Global Distribution Group, she talked to us about how much Harry loved this spot. So let's take a listen to that.
You know, the show's are so well known as it is, and not much has changed in 30-some years on either show. So one of the things that Oink does for us is amazing how they're able to take a really different, fresh look at it and find a way of selling it that's fun and different on radio, as opposed to being stuck with the contestants or just the same old gameplay all the time. We really focus on radio because they have a lot of latitude to do whatever they want, and they're fantastic at it. There's been times when they have written the funniest things, and Harry will write to me and say, I've always wanted to use that word in a radio spot. So, as far as Chainsaw, I mean, that by far is Harry's favorite radio spot. He wants to air it every single year, but the man loves that spot so much. It's fantastic. That's who Harry wants, and that's who Harry gets, and he just loves those guys. And it's funny, sometimes when I'm listening to the radio and I hear a really good radio spot, I often wonder if it's Oink.
Okay, well, thank you, Beth. And again, the spot was called Chainsaw for Wheel of Fortune, and our great clients, King World, which eventually became CBS Television Distribution, written by Oink Inc., and Oink Inc.'s great friend Jim Horde, and engineered and mixed by the great Jeremy Goldsmith back at Tabby Sound, where we used to work out of on the 39th of Madison. And in that spot, another shout-out to David Shatraw and Len Maxwell, and of course, the great Pat Sajak. All right, that'll do it for this installment, and we will see you next time for our second favorite spot of all time. Thanks, everybody.